Chachma today, very appropriate for this week of Yom Kippur as well. We're just racking in the, why? What was given in Yom Kippur?
Second Luchos,
which included, of course, Los Achmod. The Los Achmod appears twice. You guys hear me? Run a little closer, I just feel bad. If you don't want, you don't have to. I just don't want to scream. Nice. I won't say your name. For Shidduch reasons.
Shidduch reasons. What?
Okay. So, Yitzhar Los Achmod appears in the Torah two times, in the Sefer Dibros and Parshas Yisro, and the other Parsha. Beschanon, very good. So we encounter the sugya in Los Achmod. It only comes up only three places in the Shas I'm familiar with. Really, the Gemara only once. Tosa alludes to it a few other times. But one of the places that Tosa does refer to the Yitzhar Los Achmod is in the Gemara Sanhedrin in the context of Psulei Eidus. On the Afchav Heim and Beis we're up to. We discussed already the Gemara, the Chamsan, the Psul Chamsan. Psul Chamsan originally wasn't possible, but once they saw the Chamsan was ultimately violating the Issur Gzela, so the Rabbanan said, Chamsan Stam, even though he may have never violated the Issur Gzela, he's still going to be possible in the Rabbanan. So on that, Tosus asks, well, maybe you should possible in the Raisa, because over this is Los Achmod. So he says, Yesh lomar, the lo sachmon mashma, the lo yov dme. The chiyov dme, lek lav to lav the chomer klav. There's only yesh lo sachmon when you don't pay money for what you're taking. If you do pay money, there's no yesh lo sachmon. In the case of the Gemara, is where the Chamsan paid money, although he pressured him to sell it, but in the end he gave money. So there's no yesh lo sachmon. But had there been yesh lo sachmon, had you not paid money, you would have been possibly the derisa. Then Tosa says, what do you mean? Doesn't the Gemara Bamatsia tell us that Lo Sachmod is Bidilo Dmei Mashmalu? Mashmalu Inchi, that people think incorrectly that it's when you don't pay money, but in reality, it really is. Mashmalu Inchi Dafki Hu Dimishta Milach about Haim Tom, they make a mistake. The Lo Sachmod Havi Afilu Bidilo Dmei. Even when you pay money, there's an Issa Lo Sachmod. He said, no, V'yeh Shlomar Dimashmalu Dukamar wrote Shlomar Nami Dechein Hu Emes. What people thought is actually the truth. They're correct. They're correct in their assumption. And Los Achmod is only when you don't pay money. But if you do pay money, there's no Issur Los Achmod. So therefore, in the Gemara here, where you're paying money, there's no Issur Los Achmod. But had there been a Los Achmod Issur, there would be possible in their eyes. Tosus gives a second answer. This is what the Gemara says. They would pay money, and they would appease them, the Baal, to say, up until the point where he would say, okay, Rotzani, I'm willing to pay you the money, to give you the object, as long as you pay me. That's not an Issur Los Achmod if he says Rotzani. There's no Issur Los Achmod. But Kevin, the Chazi, the Shakli, once the Rabbanan saw they were taking against the will of the Baal, the owner, and they didn't really care if they would appease the Baal. They wouldn't really care if the Baal would say Rotzani, and therefore they would be over the Issur Los Achmod. So then they're abundant past the Stam Chamsan. But we see from the second answer, Tosos, if you were to pay money, but not say Rotzani, but paying money, that's still the Issur Los Achmod. Second answer to Tosus is as follows. Issur Los Achmod is even if you pay money, there's Issur Los Achmod. When do you not violate it? If he says Rotzani. The Baal is willing to say, up until the point where he says Rotzani, there's no Issur Los Achmod. But if you paid money to the Baal, but and he doesn't say Rotzani, there's an Issur Los Achmod.
Tosus, you came to that year, when the guy says Rotzani.
Mikara Rotzani. In the end, they saw they weren't even saying Rotzani anymore. Lo Sachmod, Pasul. So therefore, they Pasul the Chamsan, even if he does say Rotzani.
Because of Lo Sachmod. According to the second answer here, you're probably because of Lo Sachmod.
In the end of the day, right. They were violating the Issur Lo Sachmod.
According to the first answer, why would Chamsan be Pasul?
Because the Issur Deraisa of Gzela. Without even paying money. Okay, yeah. Once he says Rotzani, he forced him to whole discussion how that works, but yeah, once he says Rotzani, we allow, we trust him. Okay. So we're going to try to investigate today is the understanding, this machlokes, whether lo sachmot is only when you don't pay money, or even a case where you were to pay money. Okay. So the Tosfos about Metzia, and Tosfos about Kama as well. Tosfos about Metzia, Daf Hei Amud Beis, on the sugi that Tosfos and Sanhedrin quotes. Gemara sounds like there's no, even when you don't pay money, you're still violating the Isser. And he said, well, maybe, Tepulei de Milo Sigzel. Actually, no, let's hold off this Tosfos at the end. We'll appreciate it much more. Let's hold off on the Tosfos. And what does Tosfos Bava Kama say? Oh, Daf Samach Beis, yeah. Exactly. Even if you give money, you're kosher, even though you violated this or lo sachmot. Giving money, it's consistent with the second answer of Tosfos. Giving money is still going to be this or lo sachmot, but you're still not going to be disqualified from being an aid. So we have to get to. So that's what we want to start with, this sugya, this discussion, whether the issur is when you give money or not, and how this affects the issue of being possible to aid this or not. Right. Exactly. Now, the Tosfos Rosh is the same thing here in our daf, that you violate the Isser, the Reis of Lo Sachmod, but you're not going to be possible. What's the reason why you're not possible? Even though you violate the Isser, the Reis, well, so that's what you were saying, but from the Lashon of Tosfos Rosh himself, what does he explain? I'm not sure if he said, what you were saying before is a good answer, but not, that's not what Tosfos Rosh says.
I'm not saying it's not like, it's like a lower form, like not actually, I think that you don't violate it, based on the Gemara.
No, apagab de avar, a lo sachmod, he said explicitly, lo pasam midiraisa. Why? Because the Gemara in Bamatia says, lo sachmod le'inshi below dummy demei mashmilu. People think, if you pay money, you're not going to violate the Isser. They're just wrong. You are violating the Isser, they just don't understand because they made a mistake. Kind of like the Tosfos in the beginning on the Chavdal and Rebez, where you might violate the Isser Gzela, Mesachah Bekuvia, but I don't think I'm doing anything wrong, so in my eyes, I'm an honest guy, so I'll trust his testimony. This is another one of those examples where there's an Isser Deraisa, yet a Psul is only Derbanan, but not a Psul Deraisa. Okay, we're going to come back to appreciate these a little bit better. That's just to start off from the Rishonim on our daf. Okay, so let's discuss a little bit about the yes. Okay.
Just a general question, like Kirburi Lo Sachmon, that's banning not on Isser Daraisa.
I'm not sure what that means.
Like whatever, like wanting like your friend's car.
Isn't that Lo Sachmon?
That's what I'm asking.
Oh. Yeah, that's it. What is Lo Sachmon? Great question. What is Lo Sachmon? What does the word Lo Sachmon mean? Great segue to the Ibn Ezra. Thank you. What? The covenant. Okay. Very good. Art skull. So let's look at the Ibn Ezra, see what he says. It's a good place to look. So the Ibn Ezra in Parsha Bas Chanan, Perkei Pasuk Tezayin. This is on the Pasuk of Kibbutz Aim, but he gets into the discussion of the next Pasuk of Pasuk Yitzayin. What is the word? What is the word chemda mean? Lo sachmon. How do we define it? Anybody see it? Gives two explanations. The Ibn Ezra. Huh?
Maiserle.
Okay, that's right. Yeah. Maiserle. Maiser machshava. I would say. He says as follows: Milas chemed b'lashon kodesh. The word chemed misparshim l'shnei tamim. Two different ways to define the word chemed. Echad, gezel, the oshek, the kachta sha'acherim, the chazu v'ones, gzela. And he gives some examples. Tamashani, the second explanation, second definition, lashon taiva, desire, believe. And he gives other examples. So chemed could either be like maisa gzela, or it could be maisa machshava, we'll call it. Okay? Or my Shemachshava.
So doing both,
we have to figure out when the word losachmo in this context, what does it mean? In general, we find certain psukim which tell us it's gzela, certain psukim tell us it's machshava. What's it? Is it losachmo? We have to figure out which one is it. Okay, so. In the end, I think he actually prefers the reading of Chemda. Lo Sachmo is more about Machshava in this context. It's about Machshava. Now, there are a number of differences between the Aseret HaDibros HaRishonos and the Aseret HaDibros HaShnios. The ones mentioned in Yisra and the ones mentioned in Veschanim. Now, Veschanim, one of the differences is it adds in Lo Sachmo, it says Lo Sisave Osa. In addition to Lo Sachmo, Lo Sisave. That's part of the Yisra Lo Sachmo. So what does Lo Sisave mean? Pashas is, Lo Sisave is, Lashon, what? Taiva. A machshava, a thought, a desire. There's no action, it's about machshava. Okay? So what's Lo Sisave doing in the context of Lo Sachmur? Either it's highlighting that Lo Sachmur is also about machshava, or perhaps it's drawing some distinction that in addition to Lo Sachmur, there's also a problem of machshava. Meaning, Lo Sachmur is an Isser Gzela, but in addition to this, Gzela of Lo Sachmo is also Isser Lo Sisave of Machshava. Is it highlighting what Lo Sachmo is, or it's adding to Lo Sachmo? It's making a further hachaka of Lo Sachmo. So, what do I mean? So, Rashi says, Lo Sisave means Lo Seirug, quoting the Targum Onkelos. What Rashi tells us, it means Af Hu Lashon Chemda. It means the same exact thing. Lo Sisave and Lo Sachmo is really the same thing. So if Lo Sisave is Machshava, so we mela, according to Rashi, Lo Sachmo also has to be a din Isser Machshava. Okay, that's what Rashi learned. Lo Sachmo is an Isser Machshava. Look at Rabbein Bechai on this pasuk in Veschanan. Everyone agrees Lo Sisave is about Taiva, about Machshava. So when we put it next to the word Lo Sachmon, is it saying they're the same thing? Rashi says yes, they're the same thing. Lo Sisave and Lo Sachmon mean the same thing. So if Lo Sisave means Machshava, Lo Sachmon also has to mean Machshava. It's an Isser Machshava.
There's
another question whether or not it's a different, how do you categorize is Lo Sisave separate Isser? It's a good point. I'm not going to get into that, but different Moni Mitzvahs count them separately or count them together. Rabbeinu Bechai, on the other hand, says as follows. Kolomar shelo yisave. He says, Lo Sachmod means bedamim. Lo Sachmod is when you take money. Lo Sisave is below damim. Lo Sisave is when you don't give money in exchange. Kolomar. So what's the relationship of Lo Sisave to Lo Sachmod? Shelo yisave v'yachshav zebelibo. You shouldn't think in your heart. Shemachshav hazu. This machshava will cause you ultimately to take with money v'nimsa over alo sachmon. Sounds like they're two different things. They're stages. Lo sisav is in the machshava in the leiv. Lo sachmon is in the action. It's about maisik zela. Not like Rashi who said they're the same thing, but rather one leads to the next.
Is he saying that you need both components to be over lo sachmon?
Well,
So
same type of thing as Gary, whether the Maisa you need both of them or not. Pashas is when you stole something, it started off with a Machshava. The Machshava is, it's a good point, I think it's simply, it's only a Machshava. There's no money, there's no exchange, it all is in the mind. That's Lo Sisave. No money's being exchanged, I'm not even taking an object. I'm just thinking about, I want this object. That's Lo Sisave. Lo Sachmo is actually taking it.
With money,
he says, yeah. Even with money, it's going to be a violation of that Isser.
Is that like a Losav is like a Jewish name, right? It's like Shiok to Losav.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's what it sounds like for the Rabbeinu Chai. So what comes out is Rabbeinu Bachai versus Rashi. Rabbeinu Bachai thinks it's an Isser Gzela, actually taking, and Rashi thinks it's more of an Isser Machshava. Now there's a Sforno in Shmos, which has a third opinion. I'm just throw it out there just to keep in mind. We're not going to go through with this Shita. The Sforno writes as follows in Parshas Yisro. That Lo Sachmod is Ki Achemda Tigrom es hagezel. Now, lo sachmod is siag for gzela. Like what Gary is saying, lo zave is a siag for lo sachmod. He says lo sachmod is a siag for gzela. In other words, three shitas we have. Lo sachmod is an iser machshava. Lo sachmod is basically iser gzela. Or it's really a siag to gzela, somewhere in the middle. It's not a gzela, it's really a machshava, but it's a machshava that leads to gzela.
Really say that really Sforno and Rashi are really
in the same camp. You could say that, but Rashi never says that it leads to. You could still say as an independent Isser, there's an Isser Machshava. Not necessarily because it leads to Gzela. Inherently, it's a problem, problematic to think I want something that's not mine. Sforno says the only problem is...
It's only that of Machshava.
Exactly. You know, it's all about Machshava, right? But the reason, what is it inherently a problem of thinking something, or it's because it leads to something else? Because if it's taking, that's mamish gzela then. What's the difference of that and gzela then, if it's also taking?
Because if once you... Well, I guess so.
Okay. So, what we have now is just the two basic approaches is whether it's lo sachmod is nisr machshava or nisr gzela. Okay, and then this impacts a number of halachas. One is... Does Isser Lo Sachmod apply to Ben Noach? So what would your thoughts be? Any thoughts on that?
If it's Maisa, then it's Gezel, so then that's one of those seven Ben Noach. But if it's Machshava, so then they don't necessarily have to be Machshava like that.
Exactly. So the Sefer Chinuch in Mitzvos Tav Tes Zayin, the Isser of Lo Sisaveh, counts as a separate Isser of Lo Sachmod. He says that Noheges b'chol makom b'chol zman, this Isser, any time, any place, u'bischorim nekevos, men, women, gam kol b'nei ha'olam b'chuyavim ba. Every single person in the world, including b'nei Noach, of course, are chayiv to keep this mitzvah. Why? Lefi shehi onof l'mitzvahs gezel. It's an extension, a branch off of the Isser Gzela. Shehi achas min hasheva mitzvah shenitzdavu aleim kol b'nei olam. It's one of the shemitz b'nach. It goes on to give another example, but the seven mitzvahs are not dafka the seven mitzvahs that are listed. Each of them are just really categories of other details that fall underneath it. Like he talked about whether, you know, the chayv and arayos. Well, which arayos are included in that? Are all arayos or... Are Abizrael de Arayos, they talk about the Mishonim. So here too also, if you categorize it, he's talking about Lo Sisava here, but Lo Sachmod would be a similar discussion. Lo Sachmod would be included under the Isser Gzela, so L'chor, it should apply to Ben Noach. If Lo Sachmod does not fall under the category of Gzela, it's an Isser Machshava, that's not one of the Shiva Mitzvahs Ben Noach, it wouldn't apply to Ben Noach. Now, Yesh L'chalik, that even if you say Lo Sachmod is Bechlal Gzela, it's not Mamish Gzela, and you might have a very limited understanding of the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach. You might think it really means only those seven. They're not categories. There's seven specific mitzvahs that apply. So although Lo Sachmod might be similar to Lo Sigzel, it may not still apply to Ben Noach if you have a limited approach of Ben Noach. Maybe we'll get to that sugya one of these days in Sanhedrin by the nature and the scope of the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach. Okay. There has to be some differences, of course. So, Lo Sigzel is where I mamish take something away from you. Lo Sachmod where I really pressure you to sell something to me, ultimately. Or take it, I pressure you, I end up grabbing it. Even if I may not pay money, it wasn't done. It was done in a way of trying to coerce you to sell it to me. As opposed to Lo Sigzel where I just blatantly take it from you. There's a difference. You have to say there's a difference, but it's much closer. if you have an expanded understanding of Shem Mitzvah Noach, so then I could view it as being under that similar in that category. It's not so far off. And it's plus Sefer Chinuch says it. I could Yesh L'Chalik. I agree. If you have a very limited understanding of Lo Sigzal, even if Lo Sachmo is about the Maisa, you still may want to exclude Lo Sachmo. Okay, so that's one afkmina whether it applies to Ben Noach. The Netziv and Amak Davar in Parshas Ves Chanan. No, sorry, Parshas Yisrael. He discusses yet another afkmina. The pasuk in regard to Lo Sachmo lists a number of examples. One should not covet Lo Sachmo Beis Re'echa, Lo Sachmo Eishes Re'echa, Ve'avdo Ve'amaso Ve'shor Ve'chamor Ve'chol Asher Re'echa. So Lo Sachmo Beis Re'echa. What does it mean Beis Re'echa? What does it mean I shouldn't want desire my friend's house? So Netziv writes, well, it's mechubar, it's connected to the ground. And if somebody sits in, if I go to your house and sit in your house against your will, I don't violate Isser or Gzela. Why not, Jeremy? Can't put karka in your pocket, right? Karka ain't an Gzela. Karka ain't an, you can't steal karka. Okay? So he says that it might be tali on whether or not how related Lo Sachman is to this or Gzela. He's bothered by that. Well, if there's no Gzela by Karka, there shouldn't be Lo Sachman either by Karka.
What's the actual
Lashon from
the
Pasuk? Lo Sachman Beis. But if you understand it to mean that Lo Sachman is not about Gzela, so I can understand, says the Netziv, I can understand very much why you could violate the Lo Sachmod on a bias, even though I can't violate the Isser Gzela, because they're two different things. Lo Sachmo is all about the Machshava. Who cares if I can't steal it? I can't get Kinyan Gzela when I steal your house. Who cares about that? There's still an Isser Machshava of Lo Sachmo. That's what the Netziv writes.
According to the Sadhus, can say it's more Gzela oriented.
Mm-hmm.
I need to say that if I do desire someone else's things in my mind, then that's not a problem. It's only a problem once I actually take it.
Mm-hmm.
Or if he says it's both. In other words, he says it's only when I take it.
With the Gzela approach?
Yeah.
Yeah, only when you take it.
If I just think it, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. However, the Netziv brings another opinion of how to define what is Lo Sachmod Beis Re'echa mean. It may not mean someone's house. He quotes the Mechilti that says, Beis Ahu Klal, Perish, Koma Shebe Beis Re'echa. Not the house itself, but anything, any possession that exists in the house. It's a Klal. And then the Gemara, the Pasuk goes on to explain details. Avodo, Amaso, Shoro, Hamoro. And that's the Prat. V'chol Asher Re'echa is again another Klal. My prat mefurish davar shu kone makne af kol davar shu kone makne. Beis Re'echa doesn't mean a house. It means it's a klal. It's a general rule. Anything in the house. And then the pasuk lists examples. One's shor, one's eved, one's amoso, chamoro. It's a klal, a prat of klal, says the Mechilta. And therefore, in a chanami, you would not be violating the Isser Lo Sachmon in a bias, it sounds like. And the explanation would be, and Sif doesn't say this, but see, I think what he's getting at is, if there's no Isser Gzela on the bias, there could be no Isser Lo Sachmon on the bias, because they're almost one and the same. Lo Sachmon is an Isser Gzela. So another Nafkamina would be, would you violate Lo Sachmon on Karka or anything else that there's no Isser Gzela? If it's Lo Sachmon's like Gzela, so then you wouldn't be violating the Isser on any of these karkals. Just like there's no Isser Gzela, there's no Isser Lo Sachmon. But if it's different, who cares if I can't violate the Isser Gzela? I can still violate the Isser Lo Sachmon because Lo Sachmon's in the Machshav, it's in the mind. Okay. Now there's another issue, not really nafkamina, but an explanation to the following law. Everyone agrees. The Aruch in there entertains a possibility. Maybe Lo Sachmod you should violate. If you violate Lo Sachmod, you should be Chayv Malchus. He entertains the possibility, ends up concluding not really true. But from the Rishonim, it seems clear that everybody thinks you don't get Malchus for violating the Isser Lo Sachmod. And the question is, why not? Why don't you violate the Isser Lo Sachmod? Why do you not get Malchus for violating the Isser Lo Sachmod? So the Rambam, Hilchos Gzela, Perek Aleph Halacha Tes, tells us why. He says, Kol achomid avdo, anybody who wants his friends eved, o amaso, o beso, o kalev, shechavero, o kol davar shev shalo, shiknev mimenu, v'yichbid alav v'reim, v'yivtzir ba'ad shalachu mimenu, up until the point where he actually buys it from him, Af a pishunasim lo dum, even though he pays him money. Hareza over below says say shenemar lo sachman. Okay, that's the halacha. Then he says ve'ein lokin al lav zeh mibnei she'ein b'maisa. Is lav she'ein b'maisa? That's why there's no malchus. But then the Rambam goes on to say ve'ein over b'lav zeh. You don't violate the iser ad shi'kacha chayfet shechamad until you actually take it. He said, huh? He just said it's lav she'ein b'maisa. Then he says no, but you don't violate it until you actually have a maisa. So the rabbi jumps on him. He says, lo ra'isi davar tama godol mizeh. I never saw a greater question than this. V'heichan maisa godol mitzias chevet. How is there a greater maisa? Is there a greater maisa than taking the object itself? It's a lav she'ish bro maisa. Aval haya lo lomar, the Rambam should have said, b'fnei shuchai b'tashlumim. That's why there's no malchus. Sharei hu kegazlan. The guy who's over lo sachm was like a gazlan. Ring a bell? Shechayv lahashiv es hagazela. He has to return the gazela, just like a gazlan has to return the gazela. So too a losachman has to return the gazela. Ulufikach ain a loka, and that's why there's a malchus. Vegam zechayv lahashiv es hachevitz levayla, because whenever something's nitan letashlumim, when there's a lot that you have the ability to pay back the money, like gazela, you can return it. Gnevi, you return it. There's a malchus. Losachman is no different. I have to return the object. There's a mitzvah vehashiv es gazela. Just like there's a mitzvah to return the object for gzela, there's a mitzvah to return the object for lo sachman. And therefore, that's why there's no malchus, says the rabbi. The Rambam, leaving aside the steer right now, the Rambam says, no, why is there no malchus? Because it's lav she'ein b'maisa. It's not a maisa gzela, it's a maisa machshava. The Rambam and rabbi are arguing the nature of lo sachman, whether it's a din the maisa or din the machshava. Rambam thinks it's a din machshava, lav she'ein b'maisa. And the rabbi thinks it's a gzela halacha, and therefore you don't get malchus because lav nitek nitelun tashlumim. Okay.
You have to do both things.
Rabbi, you have to do both things. So let's explain the Rambam now. What's shot in the Rambam? He says it's lav shein b'maisa. Yet the very next line he says, "Well, you can't. You're not really violating it until you actually take the object." So the Rosenzweig would explain, I heard this year from him, he also has an article on this in one of the Beis Yitzchaks. So the Rosenzweig quoted from a smack, in Mitzvah Yutes. Very similar to the Rambam. He says as follows. Mikol Makom, this is in the Lav of Lo Sachmon, he says, Mikol Makom Nira, Shaf B'Lev Aser, there's an Isser in the Lav. Achenu nigmar, it's not completely hischayv alav adji asamais. It's not complete until you've done the action. What pshat is, says a Rosenzweig, the maisa is just a sheer in how bad the machshav is. If I just have a machshav, I want your nice sweatshirt. Okay, if it didn't lead to anything, the machshava wasn't so bad. But if the machshava leads to action, that machshava was really bad. I measure the level of machshava based on if it turned into a maisa or did not turn into the maisa. Not that the maisa is the mechayev. The maisa is not what caused the iser. The maisa just completes the shear in how much machshava do I need. How bad the machshava has to be. If it comes to a point where I don't take your sweatshirt away, the machshava wasn't so bad. I didn't violate an iser. But if machshava turned into an action and I took your sweatshirt, so l'mafreya, that original maisa, was a bad maisa. It was a bad machshava, rather. It was a machshava of iser lo sachman. That's pshat. And so it's clear from the smak. He said it's a machshava. It's an iser belev, he says. And the smak, the way he categorizes the isurim and the mitzvah asay, he puts them by the days of the week. And he categorizes the iser lo sachman and yom rishon, right, to Rosenzweig. Yom rishon is where he talks about all the isurim that happen in belev. Isurim be machshava. Which further highlights that lo sachmod is an iser machshava. It's an iser in the lev. He says it, he categorizes it in yom rishon. So what's the purpose of the maisa? It has to be only there for the sheer to show how bad the machshava was. So everything worked out very nicely. Okay, now, there's yet another issue the Rivet has with the Rambam. That's as follows. I guess now we'll talk about the Rambam and the Rivet together with the Tosfos now. Does paying money, when I take an object, I pressure someone to sell me his object, and I end up giving him money, and I end up getting him to say Rotsani, are those going to be relevant or not to the Israel HaSachmon? I want your sweatshirt. Now, you know what? I get you to the point where you're willing to say roach on it and you're willing to take my money. Are you going to violate the Isser or not? Sounds like a sale, right? So, if the Isser, there's an Isser Machshava, it's all about Machshava. So I don't care if it turned into a roach on it or not. I don't care if I gave you money or not. It's not like you were selling something out of a store. I walked into your house and I said, I want that sweatshirt. Okay, ultimately you ended up, you're willing to do it. But start off from a bad machshava. And a bad machshava that actually turned into a maisa of me taking it away. Okay, I paid you money, you said it wrote on you. I don't care. It's an iser machshava. But if it's about an iser gzela, so if you, in the end of the day, you said it wrote on you and I paid you money, there's no iser gzela anymore. So that's right, yeah.
But that's only, that only works within the tzad of saying that the gzela is only an issue of maksim mamon. If it's in the maksim gzela, then...
Great point. Excellent point. I'm trying to avoid that, but great point. Yeah, you're right. 100%. So let's go through it now. So the Rambam says, the Rambam is all about Isser Machshava. That's why he says the Lav Shein B'Maisa. It's all about Machshava. The Rambam says, Af al pi she'nasan lo damim rabim. Even if I paid him a lot of money, you still violate the Isser. Okay? The Ravid says on that, a different Ravid.
Isn't that against rules and swag's party?
Why?
Because, so, why is it any different that if I have a Machshava, right? We don't know the status of Machshava. Then I take it, and that means I pull a Mafreya, I have a bad Machshava. But then if I pay it back, what does that say about, like...
Even if you pay it back, it doesn't make a difference. It started off from a bad, the Machshava is a Machshava Shal Isser. So on that, the Ravi writes...
Is that the same as a lav shinitei?
Similar, yeah.
Okay, so a lav, I don't know if the lav is my lav shinitei lase, but assuming that it fixes the lav that you did, so according to the rules, like this one, do that. Because even though you're fixing it, you still have a bit, it doesn't affect the machshava.
But the Rambam doesn't think it's a v'heshev gzeil applies to los achmon. You don't have to return the object here. Only the Ravi would think so. Because it's a lo sigzo.
You just said the Ram. Oh, right, because the Ram said, right, as long as you, even if you give up.
Right. So on that line where the Ramam says, even if I paid money for it, I still violate the Isser Los Achmon, the Ravid chimes in and says, hey, that's below Amar Rotzani. That's only if you didn't say Rotzani. But the Ravid says, if you say Rotzani, so it'll be completely fine. So for the Ravid, why is Rotzani a significant factor? For the Ravid, who thinks it's all about Gzela, well, Rotzani is going to be the determining factor whether it's an Isser Gzela or not. So he's concerned with the word Rotzani. Ram doesn't care about Rotzani. He doesn't even say Rotzani. Because for the Ram, it's all about the Isser Machshava. It started off in a bad place. Even though it may have turned into a good sale later on, the Isser Machshava happened already. You can't make it any better. Now there's another discussion here also I don't want to get into. They might also be arguing about whether Rotsa Ani could apply. Rotsa, this concept of Ravid invokes here, Rotsa Ani, is typically found in the context of... When do we use the word Rotsa Ani? This concept of Rotsa Ani? Mitzvahs. Gittin. Get is an example. We force the husband until he says Rotsa Ani, okay, I want to give it over. Usually in the context of Mitzvahs, we use this concept of Rotsa Ani. The Ravid's using it here even in the context of Mamonis. Other Rishonim also do. Gemara also seems to also, but it might be a machlokas here also whether you apply this concept of rotza ani outside the world of mitzvahs, even in dini mamonos or not. Maga Mishnah might be discussing that. Not what I'm going to go into right now at all. Okay, so now we can understand some of the shitas of Tosfos. So let's look first at Tosfos in Bava Metzia. So Tosfos in Bava Metzia, going on the Gemara, says that it seems to people that Lo Sachmod is only when you don't give money. When you don't pay money for it. Look at the question he asks. What is the question Tosfos asks? Bamitzi Haman Beis. Mara says, you're over Lo Sachmod when you don't pay money for it. Tosfos asks, Vim Tomar, typically mi Lo Sigzol. Maybe say it's because of Lo Sigzol. And he answers, V'yesh Omar, Lav or Allah B'shnei Lavim. Maybe to violate two different Yisurim, or two, this or twice. In other words, it sounds like from the Tosos that Lo Sachmon and Lo Sigzol go hand in hand. There's never an instance, he doesn't talk about this so much, but Lo Sachmon is the same exact case when there's going to be Lo Sigzol. he seems to link the two together.
Is he saying, Tosu saying Enochanami, right?
Yeah, that's Enochanami, right. Sounds like he says they happen in the same context. Lo Sigzo, Lo Sachmor. Okay. So, that's one important thing. Now, Tosus in Sanhedrin has two opinions whether you give money or not, whether that's going to affect the Yisrael Sachmor or not. How is that going to relate to what we've spoken to about up until now? Yeah, that's here.
That second day, which is that even if you say Rotani over...
No, he says if you say Rotani, it's not a problem. If you give money, you're still over this Los Achmod. The first opinion says, no, if you don't give money, that's when you're over Los Achmod. But if you do give money, there's no Yisrael Los Achmod anymore.
If you give money back, that would get rid of the...
So it sounds like, I think, you could say as follows. That the first answer to Tosfos is, when there's, you're over Los Achmod if you don't give money, but if you do give money, there's no Los Achmod. That would seem to indicate that Los Achmod is about an Isser Machshava. Wait, is that what? Isser Machshava? I'm sorry, the other way around.
Sorry, the first answer to Tosfos is when you give money.
Right. When if I give money, there's no Yisrael Los Achmod.
Right.
Because I think according to the first answer to Tosfos, that it's all about, all about this or Gzela. So if I take it away from him without paying any money, that's this or Gzela. But if I return money in exchange for it, there's no Hefsin Mammon anymore. There's no Isser Gzela. So Los Achmod the Din in Gzela. Okay? Tos and Baba Kama says, even if I give money in exchange, I still violate the Isser. Why? Because for him, it's all about Yisrael Machshava. I don't care if I paid him the money at the end of the day. I don't really care. I don't care if we had a deal, it was a good sale. No gzeil anymore. In the end of the day, it started off as a bad Machshava. There's an Yisrael Machshava there. Machshava shall Yisrael there. Okay? Now we have to understand that's true. If it's true, we're saying right now that when you give money, there's still an Yisrael Los Achmod because of the machshava you had. So we have to understand the second answer to Tosfos. Second answer to Tosfos says there's an Yisrael Los Achmod even when you give money, but if you say Rotz Ani, there's no longer an Yisrael anymore. Why is that true? If we say it's all about Yisrael Machshava, we shouldn't really care if you gave money. We shouldn't really care if you say Rotz Ani. Why is Tosfos saying it's dependent upon whether you say Rotz Ani or not? What? So if he doesn't hold his machshava, it's about Yisrael Lo Sigzol. So when I paid money, so there should be no Lo Sigzol anymore. He says, if I gave money, there's no Lo Sachmor anymore. No, I'm saying, when I gave money, there still is a Lo Sachmor. Even though I paid you money, there's still an Yisrael Los Achmod. Why? So L'chor, I would say, because it's a Machshava. Who cares about if I paid money? But if it's Yisrael Machshava, who cares about Rotz Ani then? Rotz Ani tells me it's not an Yisrael Machshava. You following all that?
How do you know there's an Yisrael Los Achmod when you say Rotz Ani?
When you say Rotz Ani, there's no longer an Yisrael Los Achmod anymore. But when you didn't say Los Achmod, when you didn't say Rotz Ani, but I gave money, there's an Yisrael Los Achmod. I think you got it, Jake. Yeah.
No. Maybe you could say that he's like kind of like a svar coming to like a svarno, where the sachmon is more of like a siyag to a low sigzol. So if you're gonna say rotsani, you're not gonna be over the issue of of it wasn't going to be over the issue of Los Sigzo, therefore the whole idea of Los Sahmon falls away, but nonetheless you still hold of the Tzadah Machshav.
No, because no siag is only going to be if it's siag, it's about an isur machshava.
Right.
So the machshava existed already. That shouldn't undo the machshava that you had had. I think it's something you were getting at before. You have an idea? You understand? Everyone understand the question?
Yes, he still took it from you. Before the case, before if you went, I'm not talking about road sign. He still grabbed it and gave him the money back.
Let me say the case again. If I want your object, and I pay you money for it, but you don't say Rotz Ani, I'm over this Lo Sachmon. Question is why? If it's, I would think it's because it's a machshava. I had a bad thought, even though there's no gzeila because I paid you with money. But if it's not a bad thought. If you said Rotz Ani, Tos says there's no Issa Lo Sachmon anymore. Why not? I had the machshava anyways. Okay, and therefore what?
And therefore that's like a Los Sigzo.
Ah. So you say Los Sigzo is not about Hepsid Mamun. If you say Los Sigzo about a Maisa Khatifa, so what's going to define a Maisa Khatifa?
And he said in the beginning also, when he talks about, that was a rejected case.
Wait 1 second. How do you define Los Sigzo? Let's just answer this point for a second. If Los Sigzo is about the Maisa Khatifa, an aggressive act, so how do you define what's an aggressive act or not? It might be defined on whether the guy is willing or not. Although it happened at the end, the Ratzon only came later on. But the fact that he said Ratzon may be able to define the original act. So alright, I grabbed it from you. I paid you money. That's still Maisa Gzela. I still grabbed it against your will. If you said Ratzoni, that could define the Maisa Gzela in the first place. Just process that.
If you defined Gzela, I mean, so the second Shatos is learning that it's also a Din Gzela, but it's not a Maisa Khatifa, it's a...
No, it is a Maisa Khatifa.
It's not a Maisa Esed Mamon, it's a Maisa Khatifa, and therefore, since he says Rotsa Ani, what does that have to do with Lo Sachmon?
So, Lo Sach, so, originally we said Lo Sachmon is a Gzela or not Gzela. Right now, let's assume Tosos thinks Lo Sachmon is Gzela. But the two opinions of Tosos, two answers of Tosos are arguing, well, is Gzela, which Lo Sachmon is now Gzela, is Gzela Din Hefsin Mamon or Din Maisa Gzela? So first answer of Tosos thinks it's all about Hefsin Mamon. So if I paid money for it, there's no Lo Sachmon because there's no Lo Sigzel anymore. If I didn't pay money, well, there is Hefsin Mamon, therefore there's Lo Sigzel and there's also Lo Sachmon. Second answer of Tosos says it's not about Hefsin Mamon, it's about the Maisa. So even if I paid money for it, I'm still going to be violating this Gzela because it was a Maisa Khatifa. Well, if it's all about the Maisa, was Rotz Ani help? Well, if it's a Rotz Ani, at the end of the day, then it might be able to define and redefine the original Maisa as not a Maisa Khatifa and a Maisa Gzela. That original Maisa now, because of the Rotz Ani, is considered a Mecha Chamemkar. It's a Mechir, it's a real sale.
So that, maybe saying in another way that, based on the idea in the Rambam, that it really is Din Machshava, but it's, even though you got the object from him, the fact that he gave it to you in a willing way doesn't necessarily highlight how bad Machshava is. In other words, it wasn't bad enough for you to go and take it forcefully. So therefore, it really is, I mean, you can say it's really Din Machshava, but it wasn't the sheer. There's the Rotz Ani takes away from like the sheer or the badness of the Machshava.
Well, I hear that also. I hear that. Just like we're saying Rotz Ani can redefine the Maisa Gzela, the Rotz Ani may able to be able to define the original Maisa Machshava. So that I'm not as comfortable with, because the Machshava is really about me, not about the guy you're taking from. It's all about what goes on in my mind. The Maisa Gzela I took from him, so he really is impacted by the original Maisa, so he could define the original Maisa. The original Machshava is much harder for him to redefine. It's a different entity. I hear the approach you're going with. That's my inclination, but I do hear that.
It still goes based on his Maisa, and his Maisa wasn't that bad because it was Rotz Ani. No, we're going to have to factor in. I mean, I wouldn't even know on Rambam also. My interaction with the second person highlights my own machshava. So that's over here as well. That the fact that it's not such a bad maisa because he gave it to me. So that's also going to translate back into.
I hear what you're saying. I definitely do. Okay, and then just finally, I know it's 12:30, right? Just quickly, this will impact whether or not Los Achmer will generate a Psul Eidus or not. We said there are two types of Psul Eidus for Rishon. Either because of the Chiv Malkus, or because Rosh the Chamas. Everyone agrees there's no Chiv Malkus here. Los Achmer, either because of Lav Shem B'Maisa, or because it's the midst of the Heshev Zegzela. Nitin L'Tashlumin. It's no Malkus. Basically, Rosh the Chamas. And that's going to be totally on whether or not it's Lo Sigzal or Isamach Sheva. If Lo Sachma is Lo Sigzal, of course it's Rosh the Chamas. But if it's an Isamach Sheva, there's no Rosh the Chamas. So that's going to also be one of the things that are playing, in play here with some of the Rishonim. Tosafot Rosh says the only reason why someone violates Lo Sachma is not possible Eidus, it's only because he thinks he's doing everything okay. He doesn't realize he's doing something wrong. But if he was doing the Isa Lo Sachma and he was aware of doing the Isa Lo Sachma in a Hanami, be possible because Rosh the Chamas L'chara. Okay, so we'll stop there. Tomorrow.